You're listening to The Human Upgrade with Dave Asprey. Formerly Bulletproof Radio.
A state of high performance.
You're listening to The Human Upgrade with Dave Asprey. I promise that this year, I'm going to tell you what you get in an episode before you listen to it so you can decide whether you want to invest an hour or so with me here or at one of the almost 1,000 other episodes. All of them are full of amazing content. You're probably not going to spend a whole 1,000 hours of your life to go through all the back catalog, but I'll help you find the best ones and just to let you know what's going to happen this time. We're going to talk about glyphosate, also known as Roundup, and how it's harmed humans, how it's harmed the soil, and what you can do specifically with something that is in rare parts of the soil to turn off the bad things that glyphosate is going to you. In other words, how do you fight against it using something called humic, which is or humic complexes, which is a really important part of mineral supplementation in general. And what you're going to learn is how minerals work to support your cells to do what they want to do, why your cells are depleted in minerals, and how you can replenish the minerals. And as a part of that, we'll talk about why glyphosate's doing a lot of bad stuff to you and how it works and how you're going to undo it. So there you go. This is really powerful. And you can say, I don't have any glyphosate. I'm all organic and I live in a commune. Yeah, right. We make billions of pounds a year of this stuff. It has become omnipresent in the environment. It's bad for humans. It's bad for our soil. And it's actually one of the things contributing to the decline of insect populations. It is, in my estimation, as big a threat to human survival as AI. So it's that big of a thing. We have to stop spraying this stuff everywhere. It is not okay on a very fundamental level. But how do you protect yourself? That's what we're going to do. Our guest is Caroline, and Caroline Allen has been on the show back in 2021, and she was actually a software development and business consultant, a person kind of with my background, but she ran into physical, mental, energetic problems. Sound like a familiar story? Lifelong gluten intolerance, whole body inflammation, leaky gut, chronic headaches, adrenal dysfunction, low thyroid, all of which I've had. And she got rid of those things by taking plant-based humic and fulvic minerals, which are a part of the whole biohacking stack of things that you want. So she started a company called Beam Minerals. Caroline, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dave. Thanks so much. It's great to be here again.
All right. Last time we just talked about minerals in general, but I want you to tell me about glyphosate. Why is that on your radar now?
Yeah. So, you know, what happened to me since I last spoken with you is I've continued down the rabbit hole of mineral depletion and understanding its effects on the body and understanding how it happens and why we are all so mineral depleted. And that started me into the world of soils and our food supply and ultimately led me down into a study of glyphosates. And it turns out that a primary reason that modern humans are experiencing mineral depletion is because we're ingesting glyphosates. And even if you're organic, you know, I suppose if you only ate out of your backyard garden and you were well far away from everything, you would have very low levels. But the fact is, it's even in our water. There's so much glyphosate everywhere. I think I heard on one of your previous podcasts, Dave, that you said there's probably glyphosates at the North Pole.
Yep. Yeah. We've coated the planet in this stuff. It doesn't break down very quickly. And I think Stephanie Seneff was the first guest who really, really talked about this on the show. It's been something I'm concerned about since I wrote my fertility book, which was my first book ever called The Better Baby Book.
Well, yeah. I mean, and so, and the thing is, as I began to really look at glyphosates, I really wanted to understand, like, how do they work? Like, what is, you know, the truth is, before I studied this, I did not really understand what a GMO meant. Glyphosates. I really wanted to understand, like, how do they work? Like, what is, you know, the truth is, before I studied this, I did not really understand what a GMO meant, and that it meant that they had genetically modified crops so that they could spray glyphosates on the crops, this non-selective herbicide directly on the food you're going to eat. And so that just blew my mind. And then I began to look at, I did a huge amount of research about all of the different health correlations that they're beginning to find. And these are research studies. I mean, Bayer has over 100,000 court cases against them for issues associated with glyphosates in humans and health issues. So, and I determined that most of the issues that I was experiencing that, yes, are associated with mineral depletion, but are also associated with glyphosates in my system. So when I took the plant-based minerals, not only was I replenishing the minerals in my system and helping my system to regain homeostasis, I was also removing the glyphosates from my system and also inhibiting some of the things that it can do. And what I really want to do is be able to empower people to understand some of these pieces in really simple language so that they can really begin to remediate the glyphosates out of themselves and take this issue seriously.
How do we know that humic and fulvic minerals do anything for glyphosate? Walk me through the biochemistry here, because this is something I think a lot of people don't know about.
It's really interesting. So, I think we should do a really quick overview of how glyphosates work in the body. So then that provides a little context for how the humic substances and fulvic work to inhibit their effects. So, the basic way that glyphosates work in the body is that they inhibit this thing called the shikimate pathway. And historically, scientists have said that, mammals do not have the shikimate pathway. It's only in plants and in bacteria and in microorganisms. But guess what? Our whole microbiome in our gut is filled with microbiome. We are with microorganisms and bacteria, et cetera, that do have this shikimate pathway. And the shikimate pathway is a metabolic process. It's all about synthesizing of amino acids. And it's extremely important. They're the building blocks of proteins. And without them, without them working properly, all sorts of problems occur. So the first thing it does is it inhibits the shikimate pathway. And so it basically attacks the microorganisms in your gut. And there are these things, they call them tight junctions. And it's kind of this, I love the way it's described. So basically you have these molecules that in your gut, and they create this wall, it's supposed to be non-permeable wall that things cannot get through. And these are electrical connections between these molecules. They call them kissing connections, actually, which I thought was, you just imagine these cylindrical or not cylindrical, like round things touching, and they're actually pulled together because of their electrical capacities. And when this shikimate pathway is inhibited, these electrical connections become loose. And so these tight junctions become loose, and then we have what we call leaky gut. And this is what they call the first line of defense. So all these, all toxins, even things that have not been broken down to the level that where they're ready for absorption, they get through into your bloodstream and they wreak havoc and create all sorts of problems. One of the things that's really important to realize is that it's not only glyphosates that are the problem, but what they're doing now is they are mixing glyphosates with these things called adjuvants and surfactants. Mm-hmm. What they're trying to do is make them more bioavailable to the plant, so the plant absorbs them more. And guess what? That also works in your body. So your body also absorbs them more. So they're actually getting more powerful. And then when you have repeated applications either on the soils or in your guts, it creates real problems. So this first line of defense, these tight junctions, is all about detoxification of xenobiotics, which are basically foreign substances and toxins, environmental toxins. So not only are the glyphosates creating problems just with leaky gut and gut dysbiosis, it's also really affecting our ability to keep just environmental toxins out of our system, heavy metals, et cetera, et cetera.
I want to talk for a minute about what Bayer is doing about Roundup. Yeah. You said there is really important. Anytime you use soap, which is what a surfactant is, basically, disrupts layers of fat. You know, you put it on that greasy bacon pan and magically it does that. Well, sorry, your cell membranes are the same as that greasy bacon pan. They're made of layers of fat.
That's
so
fantastic.
A little bit of surfactant that can penetrate fat will allow glyphosate to enter the cell more easily. And that works for plants too, because plant membranes, they're actually the cell wall versus cell membrane in animals, but similar idea. There's enough lipid in there, that's why you get corn oil, that it's getting into those more deeply. So here's what Bayer says they're going to do. Bayer bought Monsanto, if you didn't do that. Number one, they're going to go to the U.S. Supreme Court and say they're not responsible. And they have a claims management program to manage future cases. In other words, they're going to try and buy off some people, it sounds like. And they're going to manage current cases, which means fight like hell, so that it becomes very expensive to prove that you were harmed by something that is clearly dangerous for the planet. And since most people suing them are suing them for use with lawn and garden, they're saying, oh, we're going to replace all those. We're going to take glyphosate out for lawn and garden. But we're doing this not because it's unsafe. No, it's just so people will sue us left. It will not impact our agriculture or professional products. So all of your food will still be sprayed with poison, but because you didn't spray it on your backyard and get a direct exposure you could prove, you can't sue them anymore.
You know, it's interesting because it's such a systemic issue. And I was speaking with a friend of mine who's really involved with soil conservancies and with regeneration farming in Iowa. And he said, you know, nobody wakes up in the morning wanting to kill humanity, wanting to ruin our food supply. They just wanted to get rid of weeds so that they could grow more crops to feed humanity. The problem is that now the whole economic structure is behind it, and it's a tens of billions of dollars industry, and it's growing. That's kind of one of the things that I've come to, is the realization that we have to create organizations that work across silos, because we have scientists and we have doctors and we have soil people and we have farmers and, you know, agribiz people. We have people across all these different silos. And there's no organizations that really allow them to talk to one another. And of course, that's what companies like Bayer want to do, is keep them separate. Oh, that's just those lawn and garden people, you know?
It's pretty disturbing. Mm-hmm. So the meta point for everyone listening here is, look.
Yeah.
Right now, something like 40% of Europeans have glyphosate in their pee, and roughly 80% of people in the U.S. have it, even if you eat organic. Yes. The organic wine from California has glyphosate in it because it's in the water, because we're putting it everywhere. And when you spray it on your farm or your front lawn, it goes onto your neighbor's lawn. It's like saying, oh, when I breathe, my exhaust breath stops at the end of my property. It just doesn't work like that. And that's why you have to take steps to protect your own biology, to protect your family, frankly, to protect your pets even from this persistent toxin. But that's not enough. If you don't strictly avoid spending money on GMO foods that are universally spread on this, you are contributing to the destruction of the planet. And I don't want to sound alarmist here, but I think there's a just cause for alarm. If we do not stop this, it's going to be a problem, but you will be too tired and sick to stop it, because funny, glyphosate use goes up and so does gastrointestinal issues like SIBO, celiac, gluten intolerance, obesity, autism, lymphoma, Parkinson's, prostate, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So deal with you now and start taking action for the world around you. And you actually need to stop putting money into anything with glyphosate. Mm-hmm. All right, keep going. How do I protect myself? What's this humic and fulvic connection to humic? Or sorry, to humic. What's this humic and fulvic connection to glyphosate for my own biology?
Yeah. So again, it's so easy to get into the whole, you know, run around screaming, there's a problem. So this is to me the most exciting thing. It turns out the plant-based minerals are not only effective as mineral replenishers for cellular systems, but they're also really key in remediating glyphosates from soils and the human body. It turns out the plant-based minerals are not only effective as mineral replenishers for cellular systems, but they're also really key in remediating glyphosates from soils and the human body. I'm going to talk about soils first. In fact, they're such a problem that the people who are using glyphosates actually think humic in the soil is a problem, because what it does is it adsorbs. So adsorbing, I'm going to describe what adsorbing is. It adsorbs the glyphosates and makes them, they no longer do their job. And basically what the adsorb process is it creates an electrical film around the glyphosate molecule and keeps it from having its inhibiting effect on the shikimate pathway. So that's the first thing. The second thing is it keeps it from actually absorbing into the tissue, into the cellular systems, and ultimately it takes it out in the same way that the humic molecule, it chelates it out, basically. It attaches to it and chelates it out of the system. So the other thing that studies are showing is that the humic and fulvic also speed the breakdown of the glyphosate. So one of the issues they're having with the soils is that, and a lot of the studies that have been done on Bayer's side says, well, you know, these glyphosates, they only last for a month or so, and then they're gone. But the fact is that that is not true at all, because they're repeatedly putting the glyphosates on and on and on again in the soils, or they're feeding animals where the animals are continually eating feed that are filled with glyphosates. So we're talking about a repeated application of this. So if we can speed the breakdown of the glyphosate as well as adsorb and remove it from the system altogether, it's really incredible. I want to talk about a study that was done in China. So they took a group of chickens, and half of the chickens, they fed this feed that's filled with glyphosates. And glyphosates, by the way, in China is a huge issue. We're working with a scientist. She's a heavy metals expert, and she's from China. And she says the government there is just giving money out to people who can help them with their issues, because it's really becoming a major health problem. So they fed these chickens, half the chickens, the feed, or both halves of the chickens with feed that was ridden with glyphosates. And then half of them, they fed these humic substances. And afterwards, they harvested the chickens and they tested their tissues. And they showed a 56% reduction in glyphosates in the GI tract, 63% reduction in the heart, 28% in the liver. I mean, really substantial reductions. As well, and the other thing they showed is that the chickens that took the humic were well healthier, that their whole gut microbiome was healthier. They didn't have some of the tumor growth and stuff like that that often happens in animals that are raised in that way.
I want to just mention for a new listener who hasn't heard your past interview or any of the other stuff I've talked about online, humic and fulvic substances come from ancient plants. millions of years old that had been compressed over time. And basically the plant toxins are washed out. And what's left is broad spectrum trace minerals that your body can absorb. And conveniently enough, they also stick to glyphosate and actually heavy metals and other things like that. So they're broad spectrum detoxers. And it's sort of like saying, well, plant-based minerals will be good for you. But if you eat a piece of spinach, it's high in iron, Popeye ate it. No, guys, Popeye was injecting steroids and they actually couldn't do that. So they couldn't do that in the cartoon. So spinach was his thing. But the actual iron in spinach is 1.7% absorbable because of plant toxins that block your ability to use the iron in there. But if you took that spinach and you buried it for a long time and it became humic and fulvic, the iron would be absorbable, right? So that's the difference, is taking out the kryptonite and the things. Spinach doesn't want you to eat it because spinach wants to have baby spinaches and it's its own life. So this is what humic and fulvic are, these ancient huge beds of plant material where we can use these to increase our performance and how we feel, and also to create a protective film for the toxic metals and for the glyphosates that are in the world around us.
Yeah. You know, I like to say that humic and fulvic are Mother Nature's solution, because the interesting thing is the earth actually usually provides everything we need. And it already has provided this solution for mineral replenishment in cellular systems, for system detoxification, chelation of heavy metals, removal of toxins. These are the natural tools that your body actually already uses, but most of us have only very small amounts of them, partly because of this modern production farming methods, where all of those microorganisms have been killed in the soil. So now there's very low levels of humic and fulvic in the soil. So it's not getting into the plants, so that the foods that you eat are very mineral depleted. And then that ends up with a body that's mineral deficient.
That's really interesting. So if you look at healthy soil, the bacteria make what you'd see in a peat bog, these parts in Scotland and all, where there's this weird stuff that's full of humic and fulvic. But if you kill the bacteria by spraying the soil with an antibiotic, which is what glyphosate is, then they stop making these mineral complexes in the soil. So the plants can't take it up. So you can eat a plant, but the plant doesn't have any minerals in it, but the plant still contains plant anti-nutrients that suck minerals out of your body.
I actually have to tell you this dream, Dave. So I had a dream. My dad died just about 6 weeks ago, and I had a dream of him. And my dad was this huge farmer, and he was just amazing gardener. His compost pile was his favorite thing. And in the dream, he came to me and he kind of bent down and he put his hands in the earth and he looked up at me and then he spoke to me. And basically what he said is, you have no idea. We think we're separate from the earth, that we're walking on the earth, that we're humans, we're separate. We are the earth. The earth is us. We are the earth. So if we're going to spray an herbicide or a pesticide, we're doing that. We're spraying that right on us. So we have to begin to look at this in a holistic way. And humic and fulvic are a holistic solution. The exciting thing is, you know, we have this, our manufacturing, and we have overcapacity for our ingestible products. And so now what we're doing is we're creating products for gardeners. You can put it, let's say you move to a place in Iowa and you live next to a farm, but you want to grow in that soil. Well, guess what? That soil probably has a lot of glyphosates in it, just blew over. It's a lot of it's in the air, it's in the water. So now you can put this humic and fulvic, the substance on your soil, and it will remediate the glyphosates out of your soil. You can also use it in agriculture. We're working with some soil conservancies, people who are wanting to move from old production farming methods to regenerative farming methods, to use to be able to spray this. So there's problems with putting humic and fulvic powder onto your soil. First of all, you have to till it, and then we know that no-till is better because it doesn't put the carbon back in the air. But if you can spray it on and it absorbs really well into the soil, you can take a field that's been that's had glyphosate applications, repeated glyphosate applications, and you can remediate that in a very short period of time. So to realize, I mean, I can't tell you how excited I have been in the last, you know, several months to realize that not only to have really understood what the glyphosate issue is, but to realize we do have some solutions. Not the only solution, but definitely something that can really help.
I am a huge fan of adding it to soil. And there's food grade, and then there's agricultural grade that are different. There's actually different deposits around the planet. So with Beam Minerals, you're doing some different stuff. So you have really good sourcing, but you do it as a liquid, and you do it as a topical spray. Why do you do that?
Yeah. So in humic, there are two components. There's actually humic and fulvic. And I'm going to do the really top level for people who didn't hear the earlier description. They have really two capacities. The fulvic molecule, and that's what's in the spray, is a very, very small molecule. It's much smaller than a cell, and it's a flavonoid. It carries nutrients into the cell, and it carries biowaste, toxins, et cetera, out of the cell. And it's extremely effective at doing that. The humic molecule is a very large molecule, much larger than a cell. It hangs out in the bloodstream or in the outside the cells, and it chelates with heavy metals, it binds with free radicals, it binds with biowaste, and it carries them out of the system. It also interacts with the cell walls and opens more pathways through the cell for more nutrients to go in and toxins to come out. So it greatly enhances cellular system detoxification as well as nutrient uptake and entire system detoxification. So these two work together. When you spray, the reason we have the spray is that if you spray that on a sunburn or you spray it on a cramping muscle, because that fulvic molecule is so small, it absorbs directly through the derma and provides a full spectrum of minerals directly to the cells that need them right there. So why does a muscle cramp? Because it literally does not have the mineral cofactors required to create enough energy for it to release the muscle. So if you spray that right on there, you're actually providing those directly to the local system where that cramp is happening. If you spray it on a sunburn, you're providing all of those mineral cofactors required to speed that healing. It works on all sorts of things.
That's the Beam Minerals spray.
Yeah, it's Instalight. Some with,
also, I think some of them have different essential oils that also have biological effects. I've talked about those in different shows. There's a lot of woo around essential oils, and there's also really good science that say terpenes from trees are biological signaling molecules associated with, you know, natural killer cell function for certain kinds. So there's good stuff, but there's, I'd say at this point, abundant evidence that properly applied essential oils are useful. So you've chosen the right ones, but you pair them with humic or with fulvic. Sorry, is it humic or fulvic that's in your spray?
It's the fulvic.
So you pair them with fulvic. And I would say mineral depletion is a major cause of muscle cramping. It's probably not the only cause, because, you know, certain heavy metals can cause cramping.
Some toxicity, yes.
Yeah, and you can get something called pseudohypoxia that oftentimes happens when you travel, which is different than mineral depletion, but minerals always help with it. So funny enough, last night I was finishing 15 hours of flying, Which is always great fun. And given that I'm not exactly a narrow person, I'm flying in business class, thankfully, but I can't put my arms next to me on the bed that lays down because it's so coffin-like. So I'm trying to sleep like this and muscle cramps, of course, right? So when I got home, I definitely sprayed some Insulite on my upper back, right where I can feel the muscles are all tense. And I also, frankly, put some lidocaine on there.
Yeah.
Because lidocaine will stop nerves from being inflamed. So to calm down the inflammation, but also to speed up the healing, to help it let go. And I felt a lot better.
Well, what's cool is if you spray the Instalites with the lidocaine, you're actually going to make the lidocaine more bioavailable because that those flavonoids in the fulvic are going to help the lidocaine absorb better. I just use the spray. I just literally spray it on and breathe it in. And it gives me an immediate, like, it's like, oh, I feel so much better. I mean, literally, you feel it immediately.
Now, the main product you have that has the purple label has humic and fulvic in it. And if you get Insulites, that's just fulvic. Is there a reason to take more fulvic than what you already get with the humic and fulvic together?
Quick question for you. What makes you feel more invigorated, less stressed, and more in control of your body? The answer, more energy. Specifically, more quantum energy, because our bodies are quantum systems. Leela Quantum Tech has figured out a way to harness quantum energy so you can reach a state of vibrancy that you've probably never felt. Dozens of studies show that Leela Q's products neutralize the effects of harmful EMFs around us, and even release positive energy that can improve your blood flow, optimize your heart rate, and other benefits. Leela Q has some heavy science backing it up. A recent study looked at people who use Leela Q for just 10 minutes. The study used a special blood illumination technique called dark field microscopy, and it showed significant protective and improvement effects on blood flow. So take a quantum leap into higher vibration at LeelaQ.com/Dave and claim your exclusive 10% discount.
You're listening to The Human Upgrade with Dave Asprey. Is there a reason to take more fulvic than what you already get with the humic and fulvic together? I mean, I don't need more bottles on my counter than I need.
Yeah. So here's what I will say. First of all, you absolutely need to take both. I think for someone like you, Dave, who eats such a clean diet, has so many other health things in your stack that you're doing, taking the microboost alone is great. But for most people who are dealing with huge amounts of environmental toxin buildup in their system, a lot of those toxins are inside the cells. So you can take the humic, but what you really want to do is take that fulvic, you're going to take more of the fulvic, particularly in the beginning, to do two things. One, it's going to enhance the energy in your system because that nutrient uptake is going to literally provide more energy in your system. And it's also going to detoxify from inside your cells, allow your cells to remove more heavy metals, all of that stuff that's been stored in there and you've had a hard time getting rid of. But the humic is super important. And particularly for the glyphosate removal, you need that humic component for the detoxification. It does three things. It breaks down the glyphosates more quickly, it adsorbs the glyphosates, and it removes them from your system. Super important. Okay. So I really think for the regular person, taking both our electrolyze and the microboost, it's really the best thing you can do for your system.
The microboost is what that's called. Last interview in 2021, I've been using a lot of that, and I really like it. And you go to beamminerals.com/advancedset and use code Dave, you get 20% off, which is really, really cool.
Yeah.
And also, guys, I realize I have about 6 articles I've written about glyphosate and all the bad stuff it does. And a couple interviews with Dr. Stephanie Seneff and I think Dr. Petra about how bad glyphosate is. So go to daveasprey.com/glyphosate and I'll put every episode and every blog post that's about glyphosate so you can do like a super quick dive into learning about what we just talked about. You probably don't need to read all of it. If you're just going to trust what you hear on the show and say, huh, it looks like glyphosate's a bad thing. It looks like I'm getting exposed whether I like it or not. And there's a clear case for doing something in my body about it. And there's a clear case for humic and fulvic minerals. DaveAsprey.com/glyphosate shows you the why. And then this episode shows you that what to do about it. And if you just want to cut to the cliff notes for the answer, it's beamminerals.com/advanced set. Use code Dave and you get 20% off and you can try the products. How quickly are you going to feel it though? I've just had my first Beam Minerals today. Are they going to, wake up, with superpowers? What's the normal glyphosate detox timeline look like?
I think you're going to start to feel a difference in a month. I think most people who are, especially if you're highly toxified, will begin to feel a difference in a month. I think because when you're dealing with mineral replenishment and particularly proper mineral replenishment, you could take several 320 milligrams of magnesium and guess what? It's going to give you the runs, So that's not the right way to replenish minerals. It's not an effective method for replenishing minerals. Really, the best way to replenish minerals is with trace minerals, full spectrum trace minerals that are delivered in a very, very bioavailable format. And then what begins to happen is you are supporting your entire cellular system. And guess what? Your entire body is made of cells. Mm-hmm. So now you're providing all the mineral cofactors for every single cell in your brain, in your gut, in your tissues, in your muscles, everywhere. Okay. So when you do it in an effective way, you will begin to feel the difference. We've had so many people who've been taking different minerals over the years, and then they start taking these plant-based liquid minerals, and they're like, wow, I feel the difference.
So, do people get a detox reaction? Even activated charcoal, which is something I've been using for 20 years for detoxing, people can get it from that, or glutathione sometimes, which is another detoxer. Do people feel any kind of Herxheimer's from Beam Minerals?
So what I'm going to tell you is that people with autoimmune will sometimes get some Herxheimer responses. And the way to deal with that is to start very, very slowly. If you have an autoimmune and you're going to take MicroBoost, I recommend you start by taking a very small amount, maybe a teaspoon, put it in a glass of non-chlorinated water and drink it over an hour, as opposed to just taking your shot right down at one time. It just spreads it out, and then you would start with a teaspoon and you would just slowly build up over time. I have not heard of anybody who has any kind of Herxheimer's when they do it that way. So that's the one thing that I do tell people. If you have autoimmune, just take it very slow.
So you want to kind of sip it over an hour versus chugging it. All right. That's probably really true for most things. Yeah.
I mean, because really what happens with the humic is your body basically goes, great, I can get rid of this stuff. And it starts looking for a pathway. And depending on what pathways are clogged or not working well in you, it will choose maybe your skin and you might get a little, rash or hive or something. But again, these are your body. It's not a bad thing. It's your body is trying to get rid of something. You just want to slow down the process.
I love the way you're putting that really, really plainly. So that's just in a nutshell what you need to know about glyphosate. And I think a lot of people know that it's poisoning soil and bacteria, but I don't think the mechanism of mineral depletion is well understood or well respected. And this is a primary way of making people weak. And there's a little bit more data about mineral depletion that I think would be useful for listeners.
Yeah.
So what plants do is they make enzyme inhibitors and mineral chelators. And a mineral chelator is simply something that sticks to minerals so they can't be used. And they coat their babies in them, which are called seeds and nuts and grains and that sort of a thing. And even the plants themselves. So now humans come along and we're going, well, we were going to starve. And since there wasn't a buffalo or a fish or something right now, there's a famine. What can we eat that will keep us alive until we have something better? And the answer is a tiny fraction of plants are edible. So we focus on those plants and we eat those because, frankly, it's easier to have a garden than it is to go out there and hunt. So we're always balancing easy food that sucks minerals, that would be plant-based foods, and harder to get foods that provides mineral. These are animal-based foods. And then we look at ways of processing our plants so that we remove the anti-nutrients. There's amazing technology called cooking that does huge things. And there's another one called fermenting. So traditionally, if you were going to eat a lot of these vegetables that we now eat raw, things even like cabbage and all, we can all tolerate some raw cabbage. But if you're like I was as a raw vegan and you eat tons of it, it will inhibit your ability to absorb minerals. And it's 10 times worse in grains. Phytic acid is present in grains and seeds, even the paleo stuff like almonds and in your oat milk and rice cakes, all this kind of stuff. It is sucking minerals out of your body. Maybe not as much as glyphosate, but since a lot of that stuff is sprayed with glyphosate, well, there's that. So we've created a situation where there's no minerals in the soil because we destroyed the soil with glyphosate, or we just over-farmed it and we didn't put animal poop on it. So the foods we're eating are sucking minerals out, and the stuff we're spraying that gets into our bodies sucks minerals out. We're severely mineral depleted, and nothing in your body works right without minerals because minerals are cofactors for enzyme production. And enzymes allow biological chemistry to work. Without those, we would be dead. So restoring trace minerals to your body makes a huge difference in every system, including detox, including DNA repair, including making ATP, including your ability to think, your ability to sense the environment around you. Your job, especially if you're going to touch those indigestible plant-based fake foods, you have to have trace minerals put back in your body. And once you do that, you realize that those foods suck and you'll eat something else. I just don't want us to degrade our society to the point that we look at politicians as food sources because they're better than the food the politicians told us to eat. So I would look at mineral supplementation as a way of literally creating stable governments, because we need stable brains and stable hearts in our human population so we can have healthy society. It's that big of a deal. So that's how important minerals are, especially trace minerals. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show. So it goes beyond glyphosate. Because if you eat fake foods, you're going to be even more depleted. And so, man, we're setting this thing up where it's not that hard to take trace minerals compared to the benefits. It's a big deal.
I like to call the plant-based minerals glyphose eaters.
There you go, glyphose eaters. I love it. And that's beamminerals.com/advancedset. Use code Dave and you'll get your discount and see how you do over the course of a month. But if you're prioritizing your bang for the buck on your supplements, you need to take the supplements that address the greatest number of systems, the most foundational things. And minerals are as foundational as it gets. And it's not just calcium and magnesium and zinc. It's all the trace minerals. And there are dozens of them. So get it in every way you can. And that includes eating liver. It includes eating animals. It includes eating bone broth made with real bones, et cetera, et cetera. And the list goes on. It's not just one thing. But humic and fulvic are unique versus just getting minerals. And that's why I like this.
Dave, I want to mention one thing. We're part of a group of people who are really dedicated to research, education, and remediation of glyphosates. And we started a website called rounddown.org. And if anyone out there listening is interested in just learning more, finding out more, feel free to go to rounddown.org and send us your contact info.
Okay, rounddown.org. And yeah. One final question. Can you use it in pets? Because pet food is horrible. Yes. If you still feed your pets grain-based food, it's so loaded with this. They're also using industrial meat which is also full of glyphosate. They're using industrial meat byproducts
exactly,
and things like that. So safe to put in dogs' water, sprinkle on dogs' food. How does that work?
In fact, what we've learned from the research is that pets are even way, as particularly dogs who go out and wander around in fields and, you know, go in puddles, et cetera, they're way more affected by the glyphosate issue because they're drinking it in the ground, just water that's around on the street or wherever, in fields, et cetera. So feeding them the humic, I highly recommend it. In fact, we do this test all the time with people. We say, put two bowls of water down for your dog or your cat, and put a little bit of MicroBoost is probably the easiest one to use in one of the bowls and nothing in the other, and just watch which one your pet goes for. They almost always select the one with the minerals in it.
Oh, this is really intriguing. If you are like me and you have, I would say dozens, but it's many dozens of supplements. When I travel, I make little packets of them. And I used to make packets when I'm at home, but I don't do that anymore. So what I do is I know what each of them does, and I reach in the morning, and if my body wants it, there's actually a signal there that says you should take that. And then there's a signal that says, I don't need that one today. And I just skip over it. And I just don't worry. There's no FOMO. I didn't take whatever that supplement was today. And the first time I really had this elucidated for me was Glenn L. Zinga from Alder Spring in the first 100 episodes or something. So this is going back like 7-8 years. He's a soil biologist turned regenerative ag cattle rancher, and makes fantastic grass-fed meat if you can get it. And what he said was that his semi-wild cattle would walk around and they would find exactly the right bunch of grass for them right now. They sniff one. Yeah, I don't want it. Sniff that one. Yeah, I want that one. And I thought that seems a little bit over the top. Is he real? And now I have, well, we had 3 cows. They're on the freezer now and they taste delicious. I ate them for the first time last night, but we also have 25 sheep that roam around on Asbury Farms. And I watch them. They sniff this, they sniff that, they take a bite of this, they eat walnut leaves. Walnut leaves are toxic for sheep, but they're anti-parasitic if you just eat one or two. And that's what they do. And then they move on, except the young ones, because they're dumb, and then their parents will move them on. Just like kids. They'll eat all the gummy bears. So what you're finding is that your body has that, and your dog does too. The reason they're eating grass is because they're lacking some nutrients and their stomach wasn't feeling good because of what you put in their food. So your idea that a dog blinded will go, I want the one with the humic and fulvic with the B minerals in it. I don't think it's just because it smelled good. It's because your biology actually knows. And when you eat something that's profoundly nutritious and full of nutrients, you get a buzz from it. So the idea that you could use B minerals splashed on some dog food and the dog's going to prefer that, I think it's backed by pretty good science. So it's not just does it taste good, but given that you don't know what it tastes like yet, somehow, you know, I don't know the mechanism of action, but it's real.
Yeah, I'm really bad at supplement taking. I'm not a good biohacker because I hate taking pills. I could never take the number of pills you take every day. And I always say that one of the reasons that the minerals were so incredibly helpful for me is because every day I'd wake up and I'd go, oh, my body would go, oh, I want that. Like literally I would go, oh yeah. And when I drank it, my body would go, ooh, yes, that's good.
Anyway, that feeling is what you should get the first time you take a sip of something. And I've been asked to drink or to taste thousands of products from entrepreneurs, because of the Dave Asprey box. By the way, I sent out the Beam Minerals Insulite spray in that a while ago. So every quarter, thousands of people get a box full of my latest biohacking goodies by the guys, DaveAspreyBox.com.
I love those boxes.
To get stuff into the box, the ingredients list was wrong. Or you try it and you're going, you know what? My body said no. Like there's something not right with it. And when you're testing a new brand for flavor profiles, just go to Whole Foods and open a can of whatever and just take a sip. And then what are your taste buds? What does your body say? And your body will tell you if you're tuned into it. So you'll feel that from Beam Minerals for sure. You just do that. Something like, all right, like there was, I don't know how to put words to it. There's a little vibe that you feel for it. And not every supplement or every food has it, but it's real.
Thank you. I mean, really, You know, I always say the reason I'm in the business that I'm in is because the minerals are leading me. They literally, the minerals are telling me, look, we've got to get into humans. Keep on going.
Yeah, it's time to upgrade humanity. That's the mission statement for all my portfolio companies. And look, nothing works. Even the keto diet doesn't work if you're lacking minerals, because core systems you're trying to turn on can't turn on because they were lacking this one key ingredient. So I would just say, minerals and getting your vitamin D and stuff like that, that comes before all the fancy supplements. It's a big deal. So thanks again for making some good stuff and for talking about the glyphosate problem. And I look forward to seeing you on another episode in a while.
Thanks so much, Dave. Really appreciate it.
You're listening to The Human Upgrade with Dave Asprey.
The Human Upgrade, formerly Bulletproof Radio, was created and is hosted by Dave Asprey. The information contained in this podcast is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purposes of diagnosing, treating, curing, or preventing any disease. Before using any products referenced on the podcast, consult with your healthcare provider, carefully read all labels, and heed all directions and cautions that accompany the products. Information found or received through the podcast should not be used in place of a consultation or advice from a healthcare provider. If you suspect you have a medical problem or should you have any healthcare questions, please promptly call or see your healthcare provider. This podcast, including Dave Asprey and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. This podcast may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products or services. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to herein. This podcast is owned by Bulletproof Media.